2023. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we promised you we're going to talk Phillips track, so let's do that. State track meet going on this weekend in La Crosse. And we have some of the athletes, Coach Soha and Coach Olson, with us from the Phillips track meet via Zoom here this morning. So we'll talk with Coach Olson. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, how we doing down there?
We're doing pretty well. We're enjoying the sunshine now that the fog has cleared.
Yeah, exactly. And gearing up for a big weekend. You guys must be pretty excited. Pretty good representation for Phillips at the state track meet for this weekend. And you and Coach Soha must be pretty excited about this.
Yeah, we are. We are. We're really excited. It's been a fun season. We are in great spring. I mean, I think we only had two outdoor meets canceled the entire spring. That doesn't happen very often. So, but that gave the kids a lot of opportunities to run and compete and try different events and do some different things. And it was a great season all the way around from that standpoint. The girls had a good season. They were the regional champions and they finished second at the sectional meet as a team, and the boys finished second at the regional meet. So it was a really, really, really fun and successful season.
Yeah, and that we talked with Coach Patterson yesterday. The availability of indoor facilities takes a little bit of pressure off of the outdoor. It's not the same, I know, but having those facilities available is a big bonus for our kids, isn't it?
Yep, for sure. We try to get to 3 or 4 indoor meets a year or in the early spring so that we're able to compete especially and get experience, just because those teams a little bit farther south than us, southern part of the state, they have those facilities a little bit closer to them and their weather gets a little nicer earlier. So it's nice to be able to utilize those indoor facilities so that we can, get some races in.
Yeah, and it's come to the point where we even have an indoor Merriwood championship day, don't we? At one point in the season, is that right?
Yep, that kind of closes out the indoor season. It's a fun way to finish it off. We go down to Stevens Point, and the kids get to run on a college track and experience that whole thing too.
Yeah. All right. So let's meet some of the athletes that are headed off to state. We'll start with Tana, I guess, if we want to start there. And Tana Henderson, who is a freshman and had an excellent season, who was an alternate for one of the relays. Tana, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are an alternate on one of the relays.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, you had a couple of heartbreaks. You had a couple of real close ones and individual ones. So I'm sure you're thankful that you're a freshman. You have many more opportunities, hopefully. But those had to be a little disappointing for you in a couple of those, finishing just out of the top four, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
You're okay. All right. Still good to be a part of the process and going there. Talk about your freshman year. Well, give me a couple highlights of your freshman year.
Mainly running. I have a lot of fun running.
A lot of running. Do you run all year? Will you run all summer and stay in shape? Or?
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah, let the body recover a little bit.
Last year at this time I was playing softball, and then I just decided to join cross country, and then I stuck with it.
It kind of took off for you, huh? It sounds like you had a good freshman year, contributing points at the conference meet. And so where did your running career – talk about how your running career started.
I went to state cross country because my brother was running there to watch, and I saw the group, and I was like, wow, that's – a good group. I don't know, my brother told me I should go out for it, and I'm like, I can give it a shot.
All right. Well, Tana, congrats on a nice season. Look forward to talking to you in years to come as just a freshman there, so thanks for joining us. Ruby McCormick, let's pass it over to Ruby, who is a sophomore who runs the third leg in the 4x800 relay. And Ruby, you've been to state before, right?
Yes, I have.
Talk about what state was like last year. What do you remember from that, Ruby?
It was a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Were you good environment? Did you run the relay last year too?
Yes, I did.
All right. So what was that like, getting ready for the relay, getting to your spot, nervous, or how would you describe your emotions?
Very nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you only get one shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the hardest part of a relay? Is it, just the running itself, or the handing of the baton, or what's the most difficult part?
The running.
Just the running, huh? It's a 4x8, right, that you're in? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Something about that 800-meter run that Phillips likes, right? You're good at it.
I guess. Yeah.
You're really good at it. Well, you're just a sophomore, Ruby, so congrats on another trip to state. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Eddie Gabay, who's also a sophomore. She runs the lead leg in the 4x800. Eddie, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. First trip to state, or were you there last year?
I was there last year.
All right. So what's it like leading off? Is that where you like to be, or would you prefer to be somewhere else in this four-person leg?
Well, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
A lot of the fast girls are the lead leg, and
yeah,
just got to try to keep up.
All right. What's a highlight of the season for you as you look back on the 2025 track season, Addie?
I don't know. Winning conference meet in the 4x8 was pretty good.
Okay. Did you think?
And I moved to state. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at your times going into sectionals, did you think your team had a pretty good shot at going to state?
I think so, but there was still a lot of pressure to get there.
Yeah, it's a different event, isn't it, Addie? Because I mean, one little twist of the baton the wrong way or something, and it can change pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
All right. Great accomplishment, Addie, for you and your team. Thank you for joining us. Sarah Knack is going to join us. She's a senior. We have quite a few athletes here to get to with Phillips, so we'll work our way through. Sarah is a senior. How are we doing, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you win the award for the most often mispronounced name in the history of track and field, probably, in Phillips. How many different ways do you think public address announcers at track events have said your name, Sarah?
I get Knack a lot. But all right. Some get it right.
All right. All right. So it's just one A and the K is silent. All right. There's a lot going on there. All right.
There's
two A's. two A's, but you pronounce it as one A. Yeah. Sarah.
Yeah.
Knack. Okay. There you go. All right. So second leg in the 4x800. You were a member of the state champion 4x4 relay team in 2023. So what are you passing on to these other young runners as you head down to state here this weekend?
I'm helping their confidence, I would say, because I believe in all of them. And honestly, I think they can do really good. That's really it.
Well, going to state, Sarah, is hard enough, but winning a state championship is very unique. So what was that like for you as an athlete to be able to experience that?
Honestly, it was unreal. I don't know. Like, I'm still shocked, actually.
I get it. Now, you're not only in the relay, Sarah, but what other events are you in for state too?
I'm also in the mile and then the 800.
All right, 800. So how are these spaced out for you this weekend? When are you running these?
Friday's the 4x8, and then the mile and the 800's on Saturday.
On Saturday, all right. You have had quite a career. Is that state championship one the highlight, or is there something else that sticks out for you?
That's definitely a big highlight, but also I've made it to state all 4 years of high school, so that's a good one for me, with all a different group of girls, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and your coach told me that you're capable of running almost any event. Do you prefer long distances, or is that kind of where you find your joy?
I honestly like sprinting and distance. I don't know, it's kind of fun doing all of them.
All right, talk about college, because you're going to go off and do a little track in college too, right?
I am.
All right. Where are you going?
Platteville.
All right. Fantastic. What a great career, Sarah. One of the best careers we've seen from a Phillips athlete in track and field. So congratulations on all your accomplishments. Enjoy your final high school hurrah this weekend, Sarah.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's get Leah in here. Leah Harper, who is a sophomore, runs a leg on the relay also, was a member of the state championship team from 2023. Are you a sophomore? Is that right, Leah?
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay, I was going to say 2023 would have made you an eighth grader. So you also, Leah, not only in the relay, but your other, what are your other events you qualified in?
The 800 and the 2 mile.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Sarah mentioned a little bit about that championship thing. So you were a freshman when you won a state championship. What was that? What was the emotion like for that for you?
It just like insane. Like I never ever would have thought I would be there, and like that group of girls just kind of took me in, and I don't know, I was just a freshman, didn't really know what I was doing, but they kind of coached me along and helped me achieve great things.
Yeah, what a great accomplishment. With that said, your freshman year when you won the state championship, is that the goal this year to get back up there again?
I mean, that would be awesome, but I just want to go there and have fun and enjoy the last time I have with Sarah on this team and the time with all the other girls on this team.
Well, you're not only winning, but you're breaking school records. I understand you broke your own record in the 800. Is that right?
Yeah, earlier this season.
All right. And this is the first year that you've extended this out to 2 miles too, right?
Yeah, I don't really know what I was thinking. I always told myself that I never wanted to do that many laps, and here I am. So
the 3,200 is 8 laps around. Is that what it is?
Yep.
8 laps around. All right. First time you did that, were you like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty much.
You get like through the first mile, and then you're like, wow, I have to do that all again. And it's
just, yeah. Well, what a fun weekend it's going to be. We're all set to go, all trained up, all ready to go. And it's your birthday today too, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, Leah. All right. I won't sing to you. I don't want to ruin your birthday. So, Leah, enjoy the weekend. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So, Leah Harper there. We got, let's go on to the boys here. Gavin Esterholm and James Vollendorf are two of the boys who have run at state. So let's get, I think we got Evan here first. Is that right? All right.
Yes.
Evan, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Junior, talk a little bit about the season, Evan, for your track season. How would you describe your 2025 track season?
It's very chaotic.
Why chaotic?
Just the bus rides and like James's AirPod.
Okay.
all that kind of stuff.
So the 4x8 relay, talk about, do you enjoy the relays, or what's your favorite event, I guess, in track, first of all?
I like the 2 mile.
The 2 mile. Okay. All right. Talk about your team, this relay team, and kind of your expectations going into state.
I mean, it's very competitive. They got a good shot to do well. So
yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Evan, have you been down to state before?
I alternated last year.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Evan, for joining us. Congrats on a great year. Nick Pesco, who is a freshman alternate also. How you doing, Nick?
Good.
Your coach described you as a tough kid. Are you tough? Just say yes. You are. It sounded like you really improved throughout the year on your mile time and other stuff. Did that bring you a lot of joy to see all that improvement that you made?
Yeah, it did, because all the improvement that I can use for cross to get a lot faster and maybe be on varsity.
Yeah, so obviously you have some great goals here moving down the line in track and field to make it maybe as an individual down the line. Is that one of your goals?
Yeah, definitely. I hope I make it for the mile.
Yeah. What was the toughest part about your freshman year, about transitioning to high school, Nick?
Definitely the harder competition.
Yeah. Oh, it pushes you to be better. All right, Nick. Well, thank you. Enjoy state. You're an alternate for the relay team. Josh Edwards, a freshman, is the lead leg for the relay team, the 4x8 that's going there. Josh, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, good. A freshman, and you get to have the baton first. All right.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that in the earlier meets as you all of a sudden jumped into varsity track? What was your confidence level at early on in the season?
Honestly, earlier in the season, I wasn't the leadoff leg.
Okay.
So only probably two or three meets ago, I was told I'm leading off, and I didn't mind it. I was just thankful to be on the team and just happy to be here.
All right. Talk about your team and how much it took, how you improved throughout the year from the very beginning, Josh.
Yeah, we knew right away it was going to be tight in the sectional, so we just had to keep putting the work in, get our confidence up, and one thing led to another, and last week Friday pulled it out, so yeah.
Pulled it out. What was the highlight of your freshman year for you, Josh, when you look back?
Probably taking second in conference in the 4x8. I think that was a highlight for me, yeah.
Yeah, conference is tough. What's harder, running the 800-meter leg or then standing there and having to cheer on your teammates and, you know, you're basically, you did what you could, and now you're kind of nervous and watching your friends and teammates. What's harder? Which one of those?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I think running probably. I'm just cheering them on and just hope making them – cheering them on so they can go faster is,
yeah.
I don't know. I would say running.
Yeah. All right, Josh. Great accomplishment as a freshman. Enjoy your time at State. Congrats on a great freshman year.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got the James Vollendorf in. We're talking to the Phillips track athletes who have qualified for State this weekend in lacrosse. James, you're the old guy. You're the senior.
I am the old guy.
You are the old dude. Third leg in this. Talk about how this relay group came together. You got a freshman there and Josh. So how this group came together early in the year?
We never really ran it early on in the year because Gavin was hurt. So we just started running it recently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and it came together pretty fast, obviously, for you.
Yep, we've ran it a total of 3 times so far, so...
What about
improve big time?
Yeah, how are you? Are you using your experience maybe to help out the younger runners? And because you've been around the block a few times here with this.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, Josh and Logie, they've really surprised me though with what they've done so far.
Okay, all right. What about overhydrating? Coach wanted me to ask you about that.
I mean. I don't got a whole lot to say about that.
Does that mean something about having to use the restroom before a race, or what's going on there?
It does happen a lot, yes.
Yeah, you got to be careful, the excitement of the race and all that stuff, exactly. Have you been down to State before, James?
I have. One time last year we did.
All right. How would you describe the experience of being at the State track meet?
It's very exciting, but we did get last year, so... Hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
All right, yeah. Very good. Well, James, congratulations, and congratulations on a wonderful career that you've had for Phillips, and good luck down at State to you.
Thank you.
A couple more here. Logan, we got Logan Sokolowski, who is a junior. He is a second leg. He is, and this will be your first State track and field meet for you, Logan. Is that right?
This will be my first State track and field meet.
All right. So at the beginning of the year. If someone tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, you're going to end up in lacrosse, running in lacrosse, would you have said it was this event, or what would you have said?
I probably won't believe it, but if it was any event, I'd probably say it would be the 4x8.
Yeah. What's the training like for the 4x8? What do you do? It's not quite a baton. I guess the relay of the baton isn't as important maybe as a 400-meter. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. So what's the training like for this?
Very fast workouts, that's for sure. Just
okay.
Like speed.
Because people think you're running an 800, you're running long distances, but you're talking about other types of sprints and stuff like that you do to prep for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the worst practice for you this year? The one thing the coach said, we're going to do this practice, and you're like, oh boy, I'd rather not.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
He's not allowed to give specifics.
Okay. Coach Olson has jumped in and edited this interview. I like it. I like it. But practices can be tough, right? That's what makes you good, right, Logan?
Oh, yeah. Practice in the heat, especially.
Yeah, it's exactly. Tough. So when do you run on? When are you running this weekend? When's the relay?
On Saturday.
Saturday is your relay race. All right. Yeah. Very good. I also want to ask you. Coach wanted me to ask you. here's an off the wall question. What are the order of the holidays fall during the calendar year?
What are the holidays?
Yeah, during the calendar year. 4th of July, Christmas, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, 4th of July, and Christmas.
Yeah. You got it. All right, here you go. You got it. Very good, Logan. You're off to a good start. Logan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. And now we have, I believe, Gavin here. Gavin Esterholm.
Yep.
How you doing, Gavin?
I mean, it's going to be hard to follow that one off.
You get the anchor leg for this whole thing. Do you find joy in that, being the guy to sprint to the finish line?
It's such a surreal feeling. Like, even at sectionals, watching the team compete, I have so much trust in them. And, like, when I saw the handoff from Logie to James, my legs were shaking on the line so much. I wasn't even tired. I wasn't, like, sore or anything, but I was so amped up and ready to get that baton. But,
yeah.
Oh, it's just, like, the most so good of a feeling to have.
That's awesome. It's so awesome. And it wasn't an easy year for you. You had a little injury during the year. How was that, and how was the recovery process like for that?
Well, I won't lie. It's really been hard. It's been a lot on me, not just physically, but mentally too, to come back after such a good season last year and have these battles with the shin injury. And it's been hard. I took a whole month off of running, and that was definitely not easy to just not be able to do what I want to do. But it's given me an opportunity to learn from this season as a whole and develop more things that I will now have as experience for going forward here, because I plan to run in college, and these learning opportunities, I'm thankful for everything that I've been given. So.
Awesome. And you've only been back out for like a month. So are you, do you feel that you're back to 100% now?
I wouldn't say I'm quite back to 100%, but I'm definitely getting back to where, I mean, my 800 didn't suffer too much from the time off.
Okay.
But it's, I still don't feel that I am where I would have liked to be, but I'm working with what I got. So.
Yeah. Your second trip to state for you, Gavin. So a wonderful accomplishment. So best of luck to you and the boys in that 4x800. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but let's get back to the coach. I don't know if Coach Soha is with us, Eric.
Yeah, she is here.
Okay. So, yeah, Sarah. Yeah. Sarah, how are we doing? Longtime track coach for Phillips, and it's got to be a joy every year. This time of the year is especially gratifying, I'm sure, Sarah, for you for a coach, because all the hard work of these kids, and they get to go down and celebrate with some of the best athletes in the state, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the relays. What is this about the 800 for Phillips? 800, you put 800 meters out there, and Phillips shows up and wins it all. The relay and the races, that's kind of been almost a staple of your program there.
I think that 800 is a big staple for our program.
Yeah. I never liked it when I was in school. It shoved me into baseball really, really hard. Talk about the personality of this team and of this team, I guess. And we mentioned a little bit when we started the interview, there's always a couple athletes that came so close to making it. I know that breaks your heart, Sarah. So talk about the team's personality this year, if you could.
This team personality is super dedicated, enthusiastic, hardworking, unbelievable. Practices, they work so hard. We give them a workout, and they don't blink an eye. They give 110%.
Yeah. It's certainly not an easy sport, because a lot of that workout stuff is done inside before you even get outside, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we look at the beautiful day like today, and we're like, oh, what a great sport to be in. Well, it is a great sport to be in, but the first 3 weeks you're running down a hallway, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always tough.
Thanks God for James doing the shoveling the track. That's one thing we appreciate.
Yeah, very good. Well, Sarah, congrats to you and the coaches there on another wonderful season. So anything else you or Eric wanted to throw in here before we wrap it up?
No, but thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. and excited for Friday and Saturday.
All right. Very good. And Logan Sokolowski wins the award for the most entertaining, and getting the holidays correct, by the way, too, which was always very nice. So I always tell kids, I said, the memories you make in sports are so often not, they don't even happen on the field or on the track. They happen in between on the buses and stuff like that. So it's so much fun to see these kids having a good time. So thank you, Sarah and Eric, for your contributions to these kids' memories. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, take care. All right, we got... we'll archive all that for you a little bit later.